This is a Pivotal Conversations podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Girl Fit Method podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Wakefield, and I am here to help you take charge of your health, get empowered, and ultimately become the best version of yourself. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Girl Fit Method podcast. Okay, today's podcast episode is another dial-in dilemma, but I have a voice memo here and we are talking about weight loss and menopause, which for a lot of women sort of heading towards 40, 50 can be really frustrating, especially when they feel like they're doing so much in regards to exercise, they're eating really well, or maybe they feel like they're not eating a whole lot and then their weight is not budging. And there's a few reasons for this that I'm going to address in today's podcast episode. But I did want to let you know that I'm going to be revealing the winner of the Gymshark voucher for this month at the end of this podcast episode. So make sure you hang around. And if you don't know, leave a rating and a review, screenshot that, send that to me on Instagram through DMs, and you will go into the running to win a $100 Gymshark voucher. I give them away each and every month. And look, if you haven't already anyway, it'll take you 2 seconds. Leave a 5-star rating, a review, it would mean the absolute world to me. All right, so we're gonna get into this voice memo and here we go.
Hey, Coach Tash. So I am a 51-year-old person, training for many years, building muscle. I wasn't an under-eater only because due to like loss of appetite because of heartache. But this is before I hit menopause. Menopause has occurred and obviously my body's fluctuating. What I'm really want to know is why am I water retentive? My weight goes up and down. At the moment, I am really hormonal, crying. But I know I am under eating and then I binge. but I train and I work sitting down. I walk a lot, ride my bike, I hike, do weights, and I do hot yoga. But I need to do it for my own benefit, and I feel guilty if I don't, but I also love doing it. And I've been sleeping really well lately. I know that sometimes I do wake 3 and I can't go back to sleep. So the thing is that advice, people going through menopause and what we should be doing, and I know it's not an easy fix, but they are my symptoms that it's really messing with my head.
All right, I'm going to stop that there. That pretty much gives us a bit of an idea of her question. Okay, there's a bit I want to unpack there. The first thing I'm going to run over is why weight loss during menopause can be difficult, because there are massive hormonal shifts that happen for a female when they hit menopause. And unfortunately, it happens throughout our whole life. We go from being a child to a teenager, then we have all of these hormonal changes, and then each month we get a cycle. And then towards the end of, I shouldn't say our life, but midlife, we then have this other hormonal shift. We can't quite catch a break, can we? So let's talk about what changes when we go through menopause. And essentially what you will find for most women, and if you're in this situation, you're menopausal, you'll probably find that you tend to now hold fat around your midsection. And you'll hear a lot of women talk about how their body shape has changed from how it used to be. And that's actually because their estrogen is dropping. So your estrogen is dropping, which then means you accumulate a bit more fat around your tummy. Quick interruption. So if you want to win a $100 Gymshark voucher, I give one away per month to anyone that leaves a rating, review, and subscribes to the podcast. All you need to do is take a screenshot of that rating, review, send it to me on Instagram at GirlFitMethod podcast Instagram page, and you will go into the running. All right, back to the podcast. The other thing to keep in mind as well is when estrogen drops, we can have, and this is why it's very important to actually resistance train and lift weights prior to menopause to build as much muscle, because as we get older, it's harder for our body to hold on to muscle mass, right? So if we get to the age of 50 and we've done all of this cardio, what's going to happen then is we're not going to actually have a whole lot of muscle on our body, and we're going to have a body composition where we've got more body fat, and less muscle. Now, what this also means is that we all know that having more muscle tissue on our body means that we essentially burn more calories, right? So muscle tissue is expensive tissue, meaning the body needs to spend, or the body needs to burn more calories in order just to keep you alive with the muscle that you have on you. Now, if you haven't prioritized that, as we get older, building muscle becomes a little bit more difficult, right? And that's due to mostly those hormonal shifts. So if you haven't prioritized that in your younger years, you can absolutely build muscle as you get older, but it's going to be more difficult. So what can happen is that women, and if we look at women, you know, around the ages of 50, 60, they were always doing aerobics, and a lot of cardio was the main form of exercise that women were told to do, right? And so they haven't spent those years in their 20s and 30s building that muscle, and they're getting to this age where, because they're also not producing as much estrogen, they are also developing things like osteopenia, osteoporosis, which is brittle bones essentially, and they don't have a whole lot of muscle mass on them. Therefore, they're, you know, we can say in a really simple way, their metabolism has slowed down. The other thing to think about as well is that with these hormonal shifts, there's a few things here that I want to pick up from this dial-in dilemma. And that is, number one, she mentioned sleep. Now, with these hormonal shifts for women that are menopausal, sleep can become an absolute nightmare. A lot of women find it hard to fall asleep, but then will also wake up at crazy hours of the morning, like she was saying, 3 a.m., and then they can't get back to sleep. Now, lack of sleep, consistent lack of sleep, does affect us hormonally. And what it does do is it, number one, will decrease the amount of energy that we expend throughout the day, because our body's actually quite tired and it wants to reserve that energy. The next thing is that you are going to want to crave sugar, crave carbohydrates, and that's purely because your body's like, and your brain is like, I need more energy. Help, 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 give me quick energy. And the body loves sugar, it loves carbohydrate, because it can convert it into energy really, really quickly, right? So that's something else to think about. So you might be snacking more, you might feel the need to eat more. Then we also have our hunger hormones, ghrelin and leptin. Now, when we're sleep deprived, our body sends out more of our hunger hormone, which is ghrelin. And then it won't send out our satiety hormone, which is leptin. And so therefore, we're a lot more hungry and will potentially eat more. So this is kind of like a bit of a recipe for disaster, unfortunately. And then on top of that, like the icing on the cake, the cherry on the cake, is that these hormonal shifts can make us feel a little bit crazy. And we do become really sensitive. We can become incredibly angry. We can become incredibly moody. And then, you know, we can sometimes then, like a lot of us, rely on food as our emotional support. And so now you're turning to food, not necessarily because you're hungry, but for comfort. These are all things that can make weight loss quite difficult for women who are menopausal. Now, going back to this particular client, I wanted to raise the point that what actually happens is, and she was saying she loves to exercise, which is really wonderful. Psst. I just need to share a quick message with you all. So listen, if you are stuck under eating, over exercising and seeing no changes in your body, and you are ready to make that change, head down to the show notes. We have an application form for our one-on-one coaching program that includes our three-phased coaching method that has helped women across the world find food freedom and improve the look of their body. All right, back to the podcast episode. Now, there's two things to think about. When you are thinking of achieving a goal, let's just say you want to lose fat or you want to change the shape of your body, there is a strategy that will get you there. Now, what a lot of women do, a lot of girls do, is they'll say, well, do you know what? Okay, I want to look toned. And we all know that looking toned comes down to having more muscle on your body and less body fat. Now, the only way that you can build muscle is to do resistance training, right? To lift weights. That is the only way that we can do it. Now, a lot of girls will go, yeah, but I don't enjoy doing that. Like, I like doing my HIIT classes. I like doing spin. And the issue is that's completely fine. I'm not anti any of those exercises. However, if that is your choice, if that is what you want to do, you can't expect an outcome that you desire that doesn't require, well, that requires a different method, right? And I always relate this to, if you were at university, you wanted to become a doctor, but you studied to become a vet. That's the course that you did. And then you finish that course and you go, well, why am I not a doctor? That's because what you've studied along the way has gotten you down one path. And that's the truth of it. Over-exercise is not going to be helpful for you, especially if you're sleep deprived. So for this person, they sound like they're doing a lot. And listen, too much of a good thing can be bad, especially when we are stressed. When our body is stressed, fat loss becomes very difficult. And all you're doing by overtraining and over-exercising is just accumulating more stress onto your body, which is then going to make things more difficult. So here you are, you're under-eating, and that's another stress, right? You're under-eating, you're over-exercising, you're not getting enough sleep, you're moody, you're stressed, your estrogen levels have decreased, and you're not getting anywhere, you're stuck. But that's because things really do need to change. Making sure you're having enough protein, especially for women that are menopausal, because like I said, our estrogen levels drop, we want to hold on to as much muscle mass as possible, we really want to support our bone health as well. So 1.8 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilo of your goal body weight. Please, please, please make sure you prioritize that. Please prioritize lifting weights because you want to be holding on to muscle and potentially building some muscle throughout this time. And then really focus on lifestyle stresses. And this is all about having balance. Absolutely, nutrition and training plays a massive role in fat loss. But if you are overdoing all of these things, all you're going to end up doing is feeling like you're getting absolutely nowhere. And like this particular person as well, this listener, she's so frustrated. And my advice to her would be slow down. Slow down, prioritize sleep and try and work on sleep. I would be cutting back a fair bit of the exercise. It doesn't mean you can't move your body every day. Go for a walk, but you don't need to be smashing yourself at the gym. Follow a structured training program that implements resistance training. And then look at your diet. If you're not eating enough food, number one, make sure you're eating enough protein. Look at whole foods. So having foods in your diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, really breaking things down. Instead of always looking for foods that are low calorie and only sticking with that, go back to basics. You want to have a protein source, you want to have vegetables, and a little bit of carbohydrates in each meal. Simplify it, but don't think less is more, especially if you're at the point where you're not eating much. What is the point of dropping your calories lower? And she mentioned she binges. And so if she's binging, but then she's restricting quite a lot, it's going to average out to her actually probably being not in a deficit anymore, potentially just sitting at a maintenance or in a surplus and gaining weight. And that's the biggest problem I see with girls, regardless of their age, is that they think less is better, they binge, and then that takes them out of a deficit anyway. Where if they went into a conservative calorie deficit, one that they could maintain, then they'd actually be much more successful in their weight loss journey. I hope that helps. I know it can be frustrating, but it's pretty clear to me that the method that you're using is just not working. So if you can implement some of those tips, and whoever sent that through, send me a DM and let me know. If you're going through menopause or you're in a similar situation and you're really stuck, you can always send me a DM on Instagram. I'll be more than happy to answer that for you. But now let's get to who this winner is for the Gymshark voucher. Drum roll, please. Okay, so this month's winner goes to Shannon, or I always butcher these names, Shannon Fagan? Oh, I don't know if I've said that right. Your Instagram handle is Shannon_FAGAN. Please send me an Instagram message and I will get that Gymshark voucher through to you. Thank you so much for your support, guys. It means the absolute world to me, and I can't wait to be in your ears next week. Big love, Coach Tash.